Thank you for standing by. I'd like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Chairwoman Gladys Dutrieu. Thank you. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this second meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2022. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us today on this call for this meeting. Vice Chairman John Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Ralph Yanora.
Present.
I am present as well, giving us a quorum. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the commission's website later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of December 16, 2021, and I will call upon Commissioner Yanora, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've reviewed the minutes of the December 16, 2021 public meeting and move that they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner Yanora. Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are approved. And at this time, I will turn it over to the Commission Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through to today's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, and good morning, Commissioners. Your various offices and bureaus offer the following agenda items for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page one, beginning with the informal investigation by the PUC's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Columbia Gas of Pennsylvania, and ending the omnibus on page one with the application of CSX Transportation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page two, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Pamela Arnold versus Verizon North, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? I do have just a comment to put on the record, a verbal comment with this case. One of the things that really concerned me is the fact that this complainant was without 911 services for a certain period of time, which is very concerning to me, and I think in general it would be concerning to anyone. So I emphasize that and to make sure that these type of things are addressed in a quicker manner. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I am also aye, noting my comments. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page two, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page two, the formal complaint of Key Recycling versus Recline, LLC, and continuing the omnibus on page three to include both items on page three, all three items on page four, all three items on page five, and ending the omnibus on page six with the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania LLC and Comcast Phone of Pennsylvania LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 7 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 7, beginning with the application of the Columbia Water Company, and continuing the omnibus on page 8 to include all three items on page 8, and both items on page 9, ending the omnibus on page 9 with the application filed by Kinetic Energy Associates, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 10, it is recommended by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition filed by PECO Energy to establish a COVID-19 emergency grant program.
Is there a motion to adopt a staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 11, and matters presented by Chief Administrative Law Judge Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion ALJ Brady's recommended decision in the applications of First Light Fiber, and continuing the omnibus at the bottom of page 11, to include the initial decision of ALJs Pell and Collins in the application of the Leatherstocking Gas Company, and continuing and ending the omnibus at the top of page 12 with the recommended decision of ALJ Brady in the tariff supplement filed by the Borough of Hanover Municipal Water Works.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
And finally, on page 12, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Johnson's initial decision in the formal complaint of Stephen Little versus the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Here a second.
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Coleman.
Thank you. I'd ask that my motion be entered into the record as though I read it in its entirety. Before the Public Utility Commission for consideration and disposition is the initial decision of November 18, 2021 in this matter. This proceeding was initiated with the filing of a formal complaint by the complainant against the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Company on April 15, 2021. The matter was scheduled for initial hearing on November 4, 2021. The complainant was sent the standard hearing notice and pre-hearing order, and neither were returned to the Commission as undeliverable. No request for a continuance was received by the Commission prior to the hearing. Call for the telephonic hearing commenced on the scheduled time and date, but the complainant was not present. The court reporter, the attorney for PWSA, and two witnesses from the company were on the call and ready to proceed at the scheduled time. The presiding ALJ waited an additional 15 minutes for the complaint to appear before convening the hearing. Counsel for PWSA then moved that the complaint be dismissed with prejudice for the lack of prosecution. The Public Utility Code provides that a party who fails to attend a scheduled conference and hearing shall be deemed to have waived the opportunity to participate and shall not be permitted to later reopen the matter. The Commission may excuse non-attendance at a hearing where the presiding officer shall determine that failure to be represented was unavoidable and that the interest of the other party or the public would not be prejudiced. No determination was made that the non-attendance was unavoidable, and there are no facts in the record that would allow the Commission to reach this conclusion. Accordingly, I will move that the initial decision be modified so that the formal complaint is dismissed with prejudice as required by law and consistent with the relevant case precedent. Therefore, I move the initial decision in this proceeding is adopted as modified by this motion and that the Office of Special Assistance prepare an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Discussion on the motion. I do have discussion. I have been very consistent throughout the years in my time here at the Commission in terms of the concern I have with dismissing pro se complaints with prejudice. There are many times when I have said that I have no problem with the fact that the case should be dismissed, but case law has been very clear over the decades here that with pro se, you don't necessarily dismiss with prejudice. It gives them no opportunity to come back and file their case again. So I will be voting no on the motion to dismiss the case with prejudice. Any further discussion on this matter, on the motion? Hearing no further discussion on the motion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? I am opposed. So the motion passes 2-1, noting my dissent. On the matter as amended, is there any discussion on the matter as amended? I will say, as I stated earlier, I have no problems with dismissing this case. My concern was just dismissing it with prejudice. So my preference would be that it not be with prejudice, but I will be voting no on the, I will be voting yes on the matter as amended because I do believe the case should be dismissed. Any further discussion on the matter as amended? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The matter as amended passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we adjourn today's meeting, I would like to take a moment to recognize February as Black History Month. Once again, the Commonwealth Multi-Agency Black History Month Committee will host a program. This year, the virtual program will be on February 23rd at noon. This year's national theme of Black Health and Wellness was developed by the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. The program will focus on wellness and the importance of mental and emotional health. There will be entertainment and also an educational component featuring students and a slideshow. If you would like to register to attend the program, please visit the link on the homepage of the PUC's website. Also, before we adjourn today, I'd like to take note that our very own Pennsylvania groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, I know there's other groundhogs in Pennsylvania, but Punxsutawney Phil emerged from his burrow early yesterday morning. According to his predictions, it appears as though there will be 6 more weeks of winter. But no matter the forecast, we wish to remind consumers to call utilities now to explore various utility assistance programs and other options to help manage their energy use and keep bills affordable as we continue through the winter months. So we thank you for joining us for today's public meeting, and at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Enor, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman to adjourn, second by Commissioner Unora. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? I hear none. The motion passes 3-0. We are officially adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.